voice into verse, poetry into podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Pham, and you're listening to Poemcast. Before we begin, some words of wisdom from our sponsors. Elm Coffee Roasters open in Pioneer Square and SLU for takeout, and soon indoor seating. Order coffee and more at elmcoffeeroasters.com. If you're looking for a place to live in the fall with student-friendly amenities, spectacular views, and that's walking distance to campus, check out the M Seattle. They are the only student living high-rise near UW, and spaces are filling up fast. Visit themseattle.com for more info and simply click Apply Online to start your process. Today, in honor of Pride Month, I'm going to be reading some of my favorite poems by queer and gay artists. The first poem that I have for you is by Reggie Cabico, who is a Filipino-American spoken word poet. He is huge in the community, is a pioneer of spoken word, and just all-around amazing writer. The poem I'm going to be reading is called A Queerification, and Reggie calls it a feel-good poem, so I hope it makes you feel good. A Queerification by Reggie Cabico. Queer me. Shift me. Transgress me. Tell my students I'm gay. Tell Chick-fil-A I'm queer. Tell the New York Times I'm straight. Tell the mailman I'm a lesbian. Tell American Airlines I don't know what my gender is. Like me, liking you, like summer blockbuster armrest dates, armrest cinematic love, elbow to forearm in the dark. Humor me queerly. Fill me with laughter. Make me high with queer gas. Decompress me from centuries of Spanish Inquisition and self-righteous judgment, like the blood, my blood, that has mixed with the colonizer and the colonized in the extinct and instinct to love. Bust memories of water and heat and hot and breath, beating skin on skin, fluttering, bruise me into vapors, bleed me into air, fly me over sub-Saharan Africa and Asia and Antarctica, explode me from the closet of my fears, graffiti me out of doubt, bend me like bamboo, propose to me, divorce me, divide me into your spirit to spirit, half spirit, and shadow me with fluttering tongues and caresses beyond head, heart chakras, fist smashing djembes between my hesitations, haiku me into 17 bursts of blossoms and cold sake, de-ethanize me, declothe me, degender me in brassieres and prosthetic genitalias, burn me on a brazier, wearing a brassiere, in bitch braggadocio soprano bass, magnificat me in vespers of hallelujah and amen, libate me in halos, heal me in halls of femi troubadours, announcing my HIV status or your status, I am not afraid to love you, implant dialects as if they were lilacs in my ear, medicate me with a lick and a like, I am not afraid to love you, so demand me, reclaim me, queerify me. The next poem I have for you is called Small Talk, and it's by Alok Vadmenon, who was an activist, performance artist, and writer who is gender nonconforming and trans feminine. Fun fact, they wrote a book called Beyond the Gender Binary, and it's a brilliant, brilliant look into the multiplicities of gender, its expansiveness, and the spectrum. Small Talk by Alok Vadmenon. It's not that I don't do small talk. It's that I can't do small talk. I'm the girl that they ask, how are you? And I am like, missing everyone I ever loved, constantly hurt by the callousness of a world that reduces me to a body and mourning the loss of everything I could have been. How about you? I don't know how to function in a world that believes in strangers. I need everyone's help for directions, both on how to get where I am going and on how to process heartbreak. Heartbreak not from a person, not as a moment, but as a condition from the world. I am messy and consistent, naive, earnest, too much. Or rather, I am honest in a world that lies. I don't know how to compartmentalize myself, give digestible narratives, don't know how to play pretend, I am difficult to chew on, so most people just spit me out. I think every person I meet could be my best friend. It's not that I didn't grow up, it's that I realized that growing up was a sham. I believe in the power of temper tantrums and slumber parties. I love everyone and everything so much that it tears me apart because most of the time it is unreciprocated. When they ask me, "How are you?" I want to say, "Unreciprocated." And it's not your fault, but I don't know who to blame. How do you incriminate a condition? I experience past, present, future at the same time. I wore Velcro sneakers until, 13 because I couldn't learn how to tie my shoes. I don't know how to make decisions alone. The last coat I bought, I texted 15 friends to ask if it was me, because it's because I only exist because of you, which is why I cannot do small talk. Because I need your help to be. Because I need to ask you how we got here. And by here, I mean everyone going home alone at night. And by here, I mean privatized intimacy, a subscription you have to pay for. And by here, I mean this wanting to know you, but settling instead to know the words you say about yourself, as if language is all that we are. I believe that we are more than language. I believe we are related beyond blood. I believe that I need you, and therefore I love you. I love you. I need you, and therefore I love you. A commercial break. Open since 2015, Elm Coffee Roasters is devoted to high-quality coffee that's easy to brew at home and a joy to drink. At our roastery and cafe in Pioneer Square, Seattle, Elm obsessively roasts small batches of coffee that they source with a focus on sustainable practices that lift up the whole supply chain and protect the future of the coffee plant. Elm's goal is to make a truly exceptional cup of coffee, an experience you look forward to every day. Cafes in Pioneer Square and SLU open now for takeout and soon dine-in service. Please use the code PODCAST at elmcoffeeroasters.com for 15% off your next coffee order. This third poem that I have for you is super short, but super powerful. It's by Frank Bidart, who is the winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry, and he wrote this in 1939. Queer, by Frank Bidart. Lie to yourself about this, and you will forever lie about everything. Everybody already knows everything, so you can lie to them. That's what they want. But lie to yourself. What you will lose is yourself. Then you turn into them. For each gay kid whose adolescence was America in the 40s or 50s, the primary, the crucial scenario, forever is coming out. Or not, or not, or not, or not, or not. Involuted varieties of self-erasure. Quickly after my parents died, I came out. Foundational narrative, designed to confer existence. If I had managed to come out to my mother, she would have blamed not me, but herself. The door through which you were shoved out into the light was self-loathing and terror. Thank you, terror. You learned early that adults' genteel fantasies about human life were not, for you, life. You think sex is a knife driven into you to teach you that. The very last poem I want to share with you is by my absolute, absolute favorite poet, essayist, and novelist, Ocean Vuong. He is a Vietnamese-American author, and he wrote the novel On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous. And his work is absolutely gorgeous. Homewrecker by Ocean Vuong. And this is how we danced with our mothers, white dresses spilling from our feet, late August, turning our hands dark red. And this is how we loved, a fifth of vodka and an afternoon in the attic. Your fingers sweeping through my hair a wildfire. We covered our ears, and your father's tantrum turned into heartbeats. When our lips touched, the day closed into a coffin in the museum of the heart. There are two headless people building a burning house. There was always the shotgun above the fireplace. Always another hour to kill, only to beg some god to give it back. If not the attic, the car. If not the car, the dream. If not the boy, his clothes. If not alive, put down the phone. Because the year is a distance, we've traveled in circles. Which is to say, this is how we danced, alone in sleeping bodies. Which is to say, this is how we loved, a knife on the tongue turning into a tongue. That is all I have for you today. Thank you so, so much for listening. I hope that these poems and poets inspired you and that you have a wonderful Pride Month. This is also the end of the Poemcast podcast for the year, but I am so grateful to all of you for listening and tuning in. Bye for now.